Where this Damodar Leela that we're singing about all month long, it took place in this very place. Actually, where this great big tamarind tree is standing, this used to be the place of those Yamalarjun trees. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost rasic shastra that there is. There's no more rasic shastra than Srimad Bhagavatam. So, whatever the Goswamis have written, simply they have taken that concentrated extract. It's just like you have concentrated orange juice. What do? You take that concentrate, you mix a little water, and then it expands like anything. So Goswamis, they've not written anything beyond Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that all these Goswami literature is something else besides Srimad Bhagavatam, beyond. Srimad Bhagavatam is thick, concentrated rasa. Goswamis simply have taken that concentrate and expanded and expanded and expanded. So in Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami has taken this Damodar pastime, taken that thick, concentrated rasa, and mixed with a little nectar, amrit, and expanded it and expanded it, and he's milked out all of the nectar of this wonderful pastime. So, you have a translator for Maharaj? I will try my tutti frutti Hindi. So, Diwali ke din Yasoda Maya ne sochi ki ye sab gopiyan mere paas aati hain aur shikayat rakhti hain ki mere lala unka makan chhod lete hain. Iska karan kya hoga? कि मेरा जो नौकरानी है, servant, maid servant, तो अच्छी तरह से मक्खन नहीं बनाती. इसलिए लाला तो दूसरे घर पर घर कर जाके वो मक्खन छोड़ लेते हैं. तो आज दिवाली के दिन है, हम स्वयं मक्खन मंथन करेंगे. तो नंदा बाबा, आप शायद सुना था कि नंदा बाबा के 9 लाख गाय हैं. इसमें से जीव गोस्वामी बताते हैं कि 10,000 विशेष गाय हैं. इस विशेष गायों को, 10,000 विशेष गायों को सबसे सबसे मिट्टी श्रेष्ठ घास उनको खिलाते हैं. तो उसका दोहाने के बाद ये 10,000 गाय का दूध कोई विशेष विशेष 1,000 गायों को ये दूध खिलाते हैं. केवल ये दूध खिलाते हैं और कुछ नहीं. ये 10,000 गाय से 1,000 विशेष विशेष गाय को ये दूध खिलाते हैं. और ये 1,000 गायों का दूध 100 अति विशेष गायों को दूध खिलाते हैं. और फिर ये 100 अति विशेष गायों को 10 अति अति विशेष गाय है और उन गायों को ये दूध खिलाते हैं. ये जो 10 गाय का नाम क्या है? पद्मा गंधा, यू नो, फ्रेग्रेंट. देयर मिल्क इज फ्रेग्रेंट लाइक लोटस फ्लावर. पद्मा गंधा. सो इन पद्मा गंधा उन गायों से माया सौर ने उनका दूध लेकर दही बनाई। तो क्योंकि वो स्वयं दही मथन करेंगी आज, और सब माता जी जानते हैं कि जब लाला जब उनका बच्चा देर अवेक जगह है और कुछ काम नहीं हो सकते, इसलिए तो स्कूल तो बेचते हैं और सोलाते हैं। जब सब बच्चे सो गए तो फिर काम कर सकते हैं, है ना? They're all saying yes. So माया सोरे ने लाला को सोलाया और फिर दादी मंथन शुरू किया। उसके सब बैंगल चिंग 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 और मोटे मोटे हर से हिप्स कमर ऐसा चिंग 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 चिंग। सो इसका बैंगल चिंग 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 करते हैं और माया सोरा लाला का गुणगान करते हैं। तो ये चिंग 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 ये क्या है? जैसे आप चिंग 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 करता से करते हैं और हम लोग क्या करते? कीर्तन, कृष्ण का गुणगान करते हैं। सो माया सोरा ये चिंग 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 और गुणगान ये कीर्तन है। और महाराज ने अभी बताए कि जब हम लोग हरे केवल हरे बताते कृष्ण इतना ग्रेटफुल ग्रेटफुल मीन्स कृतज्ञ हो जाते हैं। और प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि जब लोग हरे कृष्ण कहते हैं तो तुरंत कृष्ण कहते ओ कौन मेरा नाम लेते हैं। सो माया सोरा उनका कीर्तन हमारा कीर्तन से बराबर नहीं, उनका कीर्तन तो प्रेम कीर्तन है। सो लाला कैसे सो सकते जब प्रेम का कीर्तन हो रहा है? सो जीव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि चरण लाला उनके सामने आई और उनका सारी खींचती खींचती माया सोरा उनका लाला देखकर उसका वत्सल्य भाव उसके हृदय में प्रफुल्लित हो गई। वो सोचे कि वो लाला तो भूखी है, तो फिर उनका गोद में लेकर उनका स्तन उनका मुंह में डाला। उसका सुंदर मुख चंद्र देखकर आनंदित हो गई। उसके छोटे छोटे दांते आ रहा था। माया सोरा ये देख रहा है, बहुत सुंदर दृश्य है। तो आप जानते हैं कि दूसरे कमरे में कुछ दूध स्टोव हर से स्टोव चूल्हा पर रखा है और आपने सुना था कि ये दूध तो ओवर बॉइल्ड मीन्स उबल गए। लेकिन जीव गोस्वामी कहते नहीं, ऐसा नहीं हुआ। जीव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि ये दूध ये देखकर के लाला तो माता जी से दूध लेते हैं और माता जी दूध देते हैं लाला को और दूध सोचते हैं कि माया सोरा का प्रेम लाला के लिए तो असीमित है, अनलिमिटेड। असीमित है। तो असीमित दूध दे सकती है और लाला असीमित दूध ले सकते हैं। तो माता जी दे देंगी और लाला ले लेगा और माता जी दे देगी और लाला ले लेगा। ये कब तक होगा? इट विल नेवर एंड। तो मेरे जीवन का क्या? मेरे जीवन व्यर्थ हो गया। मैं तो आत्महत्या करूंगा। तो बर्तन से अग्नि में खुद गई। What is the use of my life? I will never get used in Krishna's service. No use of my life. Mera jeevan vyarth ho gaya. Main aaj aatmahatya karunga. To Maya Sora ne kuch how do you say, bad butter. Sunglia. Ab jante hai jab dude aisa hote to ye. To tarant lala ko chhodiya aur kitchen ki aur rasoiya ki dorte dorte gaye aur hum suna tha ke wo maa yasoda kuch pani dal ke uska dublen ka deal kam kar diya. Jeev Goswami nahi, aise nahi hua. Ye dude, ye dekhkar ki Maya Sora, well, she had reached the perfection of life. Sab jeevan ke sabse uttam astar par aa gayi. Lal unke samne hai, unka stan se doodh lete hai. Uska mukh chandra ka darshan ho rahe. Ye hamara jeevan ka param lakshya hai. Unko to praapt ho gaya. Lekin fear Krishna ke seva ke liye. Kyunki ye dude, wo Krishna kuch Diwali mitai banana chahti thi. So Krishna ke seva ke liye. Wo to anand mein sagar mein dube hai. Dube hai. Lekin Krishna ko chhod kar, ye sab anand ka sagar chhod kar, wo Krishna ke seva mein, kitchen, rasoi mein ghus gayi. So ye, maa Yasoda ka seva bhav dekhkar, ye unko itna ascharya ho gaya ki veer vapas. Bartam mein vapas aa gaye. Kintu lala ko thoda krodh ho gaya. Main bahut achhi tarah se doodh pee raha tha. Aur maa ne chali gayi tarant. Abhi main kya karun. Aur ye dadi mantan ka matka dekhkar ek patra se pam fir aur kya karun. Aur dekha ki kuch makan upar hai to fir ye ukkal lekar iske upar chadh gaye aur makan le liya. Fir usne socha abhi maa wapas aayengi to fir hum bahar jayenge. So wo chale gaye bahar aur makan khane lage aur sab bandar aa gaye. So bandaron ko bhi khilate the aur ukkal ke upar kare sab bandaron ko de dete the. De raha tha. So baad mein maa Yasoda aayi aur dekha ke ye matka pata hai. Kuta bat gaye. Kuta kuta anyway. Mere hindi to tuti futi hai. Kabhi kabhi tate pata ho jate. मक्का टूटे है ठीक है. लेकिन सो चाच तो चारों ओर है. सो बहुत सरल तरह से माँ ये सोचा सब कुछ समझ सकती है क्योंकि ये चाच में छोटी छोटी चिन्ह है. ये सब चिन्ह बाहर आंगन में जा रहा है. सो ये चिन्ह के पीछे 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 वो बाहर आए देखा कि लाला वहां है. सो एक लाठी लेकर उनके पीछे पीछे क्योंकि लाला तो इधर देखते और इधर लेकिन एकदम पीछे नहीं देखते. सो माँ ये थोड़ा पीछे बिल्कुल पीछे 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 आए लाठी लेकर. लेकिन लाला देखा कि ये संबंध उसका आंकन तो पीछे देखा माँ ये सो रहे सो डर नहीं लगी और माँ यशोदा के पीछे डर नहीं लगी, डरती 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 डरती। हमने सुना था कि ये सब फूल जो इसकी बेने में था वो सब गिर पड़े जमीन पे, हमने सुना था ना। जीव गोस्वामी जी ऐसे नहीं है, ये सब फूल क्योंकि भगवान श्री कृष्ण कोई उनको नहीं पकड़ सकते हैं। उपनिषद कहते हैं कि वो मन से जड़ तेज से जाते हैं और माँ यशोद इस वस्तु को पीछे पीछे कर रहे हैं। ये योगी करोड़ों साल से ध्यान करते हैं और ब्राह्मण जी ब्राह्मण समिति कहते हैं कि उनका जो किरण उसका चरण कमल के बड़े अंगुली से नाखून से आते हैं वो भी नहीं पकड़ सकते हैं करोड़ों साल के ज्ञान के बाद के पश्चात। तो ये फूल देखकर ये देखकर कि माँ यशोद इसके पीछे जा रहा है तो हम क्यों उसके ऊपर सिर पर रहते हैं, हम तो उसके चरणों में आना चाहिए। इसे उसके चरणों के स्पर्श करना चाहिए। फिर लाला ने कहा कि माँ यशोद पीछे 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 पीछे, तो फिर ठीक है योगियों को नहीं पकड़ सकते हैं लेकिन माँ का प्रेम से पकड़ लिया। लेकिन लाला देखा ये लाठी एंड वी सिंग एवरी डे दैट ही इज रबिंग हिज आईज अगेन एंड अगेन एंड ही वो मुझे छोड़ो माता जी। माँ यशोद ने सोचा थी कि अगर मुझसे अधिक भाई है तो ये अच्छा नहीं है, ये उचित नहीं है, तो लाठी छोड़ दिया। लाला मुझे छोड़ो माता जी मुझे छोड़ो, अब नहीं करूंगा नहीं करूंगा ये भी नहीं करूंगा। तो माँ यशोद ने बोला ठीक है हम आपको छोड़ूंगी किंतु तूने दो अपराध किया, तो एक अपराध का हम माफी देंगे एक अपराध हम माफी देंगे। तूने मटकट टूटा थोड़ा, अभी मेरे हिंदी थोड़ा फोड़ा हो गया। तूने मटकट थोड़ा ये अपराध हम आपको माफी देंगी किंतु आपने छोड़ लिया ये तो बहुत बड़ा अपराध है, इसका अपराध हम माफी नहीं करेंगी। और ये उकल वॉज योर हरी से योर कंपेनियन आपका साथी थे इस चोरी में, ये उकल आपका साथी थे तो हम दोनों दंड दे देंगे। माता जी छोड़ नहीं 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 एक अपराध हम छोड़ेंगी माफी देंगी लेकिन ये दूसरा अपराध बहुत बड़ी अपराध है, चोरी बहुत बड़ी अपराध है और ये उकल ये आपके साथी थी इसी अपराध में तो आप दोनों को दंड देंगी, हम दोनों बंधन करेंगे। तो माँ यशोद ने कुछ रस्सियां ले आया, वो सोचती है ये लाला बहुत चतुर है, अगर हम गांठ लगाएंगे उसके शरीर के किसी स्थान पे गांठ लगाएंगे किसी प्रकार ये लाला उसको खोल देंगे, बहुत चतुर है। तो सबसे पहले जीव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि सबसे पहले लाला के बेली पेट पर रस्सा लगाई और फिर उत्कल के ऊपर, लेकिन 2 इंची कमी हो गया। फिर और रस्सी लाया, फिर भी किया, फिर भी 2 इंची कम है, फिर और रस्सी लाया, फिर भी। और आप जानते हैं कि गौशाला में Or say it up go shall any dick up bambi miriti go. Say a guy be nidika. Abhi maine Durban Braj ke sab se Durban Dakshin Africa mein ek Durban hai Joburg Cape Town aur Durban wahan guy bhi nahi dekha Durban kisi bhi hum batayenge kaise guy ka dohani hote hain ye guy ka hadi ko
tan
और फिर जब आप और कभी कभी गाय पिंग अगर आप अधिक प्रेशर करेंगी तो गाय पिंग इसलिए कुछ आप उसका दोनों पीछे का पैर में थोड़ा रसिया से बंधन करते फिर नहीं कर सकते तो ये सब रसिया ले नो लाग गाय है तो ये सब रसिया ले के महाया सोलह ने जोड़ दिया और फिर सारे दिन पूरा सुबह से शाम तक वो कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि लाला को बंधन करेंगे और सब बड़ी बड़ी गोपियां आए और हंसने लगी शाम तक वो ये हो रहे क्योंकि माँ यशोदा का क्रोध है क्रोध मतलब राजगुण सो कृष्ण का बंधन नहीं हो सकते राजगुण में हो सकते हैं नहीं हो सकती लेकिन बहुत देर शाम तक जब उसका बंद नहीं हुआ सब गोपियां हंसते हंसते समाये सौर भी हंसने लगे जब मरिय सौर हंसने लगे तो फिर ठरान गांठ हो गया तो फिर माय सौर उसके अलग अलग कार्य में गए थे और फिर ये सब गोप आए और लाला बोले ए मरु मंगो हे मरी मरी यहना ये गांठ खोल दो मरु मंगो बोले नहीं हम नहीं खोल दूंगा मैं नहीं खोल दूंगा क्योंकि जो आपको उचित है आपको हो गया क्योंकि हर बार आप ये योजना बनाते हैं ये योजना एक्सीक्यूट करते हैं और फिर आप सब लोग चले जाते हैं मैं लंगर हूं ये सब दंड मरियों पर आ जाते हैं आप जो सब योजना बनाते हैं आप ये सब योजना खाते हैं और फिर आप सब लोग दौड़ जाते हैं मैं पीछे पीछे मुझे पकड़ लेते हैं मुझे दंड होते हैं आज आपका दंड हो गया हम नहीं छोड़ेंगे हम नहीं छोड़ूंगा आओ मरी मरी आओ आओ खोल दो मरी नहीं 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 नाउ यू गॉट व्हाट यू डिजर्व फिर सुबह तो कृष्ण आ जाओ तो सब गोप आ गई और गांड का खोलने का कोशिश किया ए क्या कर रहे हो उसका खोलने करते हैं उसको टाइट करते क्योंकि ये रस बहुत सोलिय रस से बंद है माँ ये सौरत हो कौन सा भाव में है कौन सा रस और साकर सख्य रस और बदसलीय रस तो सख्य रस से ऊंचा है तो ये गोप ये गांठ नहीं खोल सकते सब कृष्ण बोलते कहते ऑलराइट चलो वो देखे जहां ये इमली वृक्ष है दो यमल और जून ट्री फैले थे सो कृष्ण ये उनके दोनों पीछे दोनों के बीच में घुस गए और जब ये उत्कल उनके बीच में फंस गए तो फिर लाला ने एक पैर एक वृक्ष में दूसरे पैर दूसरे वृक्ष में केवल उसका पैर रखने से ये दोनों वृक्ष गिर गए. Boom! Huge sound was there. बहुत बड़ा आवाज. और फिर ये दोनों मानिग्रीव और नालकुबेर आए और लाला को प्रणाम किया, कुछ स्तुति किया. कृष्ण जी बोला कि ठीक है, आप कृष्ण भावना में रहो. Don't become puffed up. You go back, but don't become puffed up. जो हमारे पास बहुत धन है, हमेशा हम तो बहुत puffed up हो जाते हैं. हम सोचते कि हम सब कुछ कर सकते हैं. जैसा कल तमाल कृष्ण ने बताया, बहुत सुंदर, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट स्टोरी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण कहानी है. वो तिरकटम के पास गए नंदगांव में, और गोविंद महाराज उनका दोस्त है, भक्ति ब्रिंग गोविंद महाराज, वो फूड फॉर लाइफ, तो उनका बहुत बड़ा फूड फॉर लाइफ टेम्पो है, वैन. तो इसमें शायद शिवराम स्वामी चार सन्यासी थे, बड़ी बड़ी सन्यासी थे, और बड़े बड़ी वैन, ये सब हम जाएंगे तिरकटम, हमारे वैन में कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, कोई नहीं हमको कोई नहीं रोक सकते, कुछ नहीं रोक सकते, हम बस में नहीं जाना चाहिए, हम वी डोंट हैव टू गो बाय बस. तो तिरकटम की छोटी छोटी कच्चे रास्ते में गए और तिरकटम थोड़ी दूर है, फिर एक बैलगाड़ी आई और बैलगाड़ी के ऊपर एक लगभग 17 साल के लड़की बैठी है. ये सोचते है कि हमारा टेम्पो है, हम लोग चार चार बड़े बड़े सन्यासी है, ये छोटी लाली कौन है, रास्ते से हटाना चाहिए. और लाली उसका हाजी से आईब्राउज ऐसा करके तुम हटाओ. वे सोचते है नो, हम तो चार बड़े बड़े सन्यासी, लाली कौन है. सो लाली उनके दोनों बैल छोड़ दिया. अच्छा महाकृष्ण, हम बहुत बड़ा शिक्षा लिया कि हम जब हम ब्रज में आएंगे तो हम केवल भिक्षुक बन जाएंगे. वो बिकम बेगर. You cannot remain puffed up. We had to go by foot. Pedal se jana chahiye pada. So jab hamare paas bahut done hai to kabhi kabhi thoda puffed up. To Krishna aise nahi chahte hain, to dono ko bola ki aap Krishna ki bhavana mein raho, lekin don't be puffed up. How do you say don't be puffed up? अभिमान मत करो. तो फिर नंदा बाबा वो बाजार से आए, ये बहुत बड़ा आवाज सुना और तुरंत दौड़के आए, देखा कि ये दोनों वृक्ष वो फड़े हैं और लाला दोनों के बीच में और ये उठकल से बंद है और किसने किया वो उनको पता नहीं है. सो तुरंत लाला के पास गए और नंदा बाबा वो भी बचल गए बाप में. तुरंत खोल दिए उनके, हाँ गोदी में लिया. और नंद बाबा ने कहा किसने किया, ये रास्कल माता. माता ने किया, वो बहुत बड़ा बदमाश है. उसका मुंह हम नहीं देखेंगे, हाँ उनका मुंह नहीं देखेंगे. सो माँ ये सोच, ये भी आवाज सुना, वो भी डोकी डोकी आई, लेकिन लाला वो उनका बाबा का कंधे में उसका आंखें बंद कर दिया और मायूस होकर आई. तो फिर दूसरा साइड से आई, फिर दूसरा साइड, लाला ही जस्ट ही वॉन्ट सी. तो मायूस होकर इतना वो लाला तो मायूस होकर के जीवन से ज्यादा प्रेम है, उनका अपने जीवन से प्रेम है, लेकिन लाल उनका मुंह नहीं देखते. माँ यशोदा का आंसू लगे, फिर भी कृष्ण उनका मुंह की ओर नहीं देखते. और माँ यशोदा उसका कमरे गई, जैसे एक गाय जिसकी बछड़ा मर गई. और माँ यशोदा ऐसे रोने लगे, रोते 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 रोते, उसका दिल तो एकदम टूट गई. Baba ne kaha ki lala abhi kaun, who will put you to bed?
Aapko
kaun sulayega raat ko? Tum baba. Aur subah kaun
jagayega?
Tu baba. Aur aapka nashta kaun banayega? Tu baba. Aur jab aap gai churane se wapas laate hain aate hain to kaun aapko snan karwayega? Tu baba. Aur phir tu kaun sulayega? Tu baba. 6 din tak lala mata ka muh nahi dekha. Maa Yashoda ka aankhon ekdam lal ho gaya, aansu rote ho gaya. 6 din tak lala uski aur nahi dekha. Phir Janishtha aaye, ek bole ki abhi Maa Yashoda uska pran chhod dene wali hai. Turant lala unke god mein aa gaye. Oh, Damodar ki
jai!
Yes, Yashoda Damodar ki
jai!
To yahi sthan hai, hum log upasthit hai, usi din, Diwali ke din, usi sthan, usi jagah, usi samay, sab ye Prabhupada ji ke bahut bari bari kripa hai, hum log yahan. Aur Jiva Goswami, ye sab bahut achi tarah se sab rast nikal diya is kisi Srimad Bhagavat ke katha se unke Gopal Champu mein. So aur kuch hai, yahi sthan hai jahan Vasudev jab wo Krishna Mathura se laya, Mathura gaye kal na, so Vasudev wahan se aaye isi ghat pe Nanda Baba ka bhavan ka अंगन का प्रवेश किया है यहाँ से. ये तो वासुदेव घाट कहते हैं. और जमुना पार आप देख सकते हैं कुछ वृक्ष, वहाँ वृक्षावली है वहाँ. ये तो होयला घाट, ये जमुना का उस पार. जब वासुदेव आए उस समय तो वर्षा का मौसम है जमुना, बहुत बार अभी आप देखते हैं कि कम पानी है जमुना में, लेकिन उस समय बहुत पानी रहते है जमुना, बरसात चल रहे हैं. So jab Vasudev Jamuna ke pani mein pravesh kiya, phir ye pani upar ant mein Vasudev ye tokri upar leke bola, koi mere lala le lo, koi lo, isliye uska naam hai Khoi Lagat. Koi mere lala le lo, koi lo. फिर कृष्ण जी ने उसके चारण टोकरी से बाहर पानी में डाला और तुरंत पानी अप टू हिज हाउ यू से एंकल एडी तक पानी हो गया. फिर यहन इसी घाट पे आए. सो उस पर होय लगा, ये तो वासुदेव घाट. So should we toss? I think that in the temple there may be a lot of crowd. So anything we want to say about temple we should say here. Also beside us, हमारे बगल में ये सफेद building है, ये नंदकूप, नंदा के कुआं है. हम लोग तो अंडकूप के बारे में सुना था. और कुछ लोग तो अंडकूप में पड़ गए. ये सैफ्रन बहुत कम देखते हैं. तो ये तो नंदकूप, ये नंदा बाबा का कुआं है. इसमें ये सप्त सागर का पानी इसमें रहते हैं. और ऊपर ये नंदा भवन है और इसको 84 खंबा उसका प्रेडिक्शन करके ये 84 लाख जोनी का छूट हो जाते हैं. सो फाइनली Nanda Baba Yehan. Well, pehle wo Nanda Gami rehte the, jaise Maharaj ne kaha tha. Fir Yehan aaye. Fir ye Nanda, ye Chaurasi Kamba Mahal banaye. Abhi ek replica hai. Ye to photocopy hai. Vajra Nam ne ek photo. Kyunki us samay log to bahut unche the, wo ye Dwapar Yug ke log hain. Aur aap dekhenge ye Chaurasi Kamba bahut chote hain. So ye replica Vajra Nam ne banaye. Replica means?
Namuna.
Namuna? Namuna. Akriti. Another new word for me. So, now there's also some secret, some Gupta, if you be kuch Gupta baat hai, Gopal Champu mein, or Prabhuji, unke Srimad Bhagavatam, ye chota jai, dasa maskan ka chota jai, sabse pehli slok, ये श्लोक कहते हैं कि नंदा बाबा ने नंदा लाला का how do you call no 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 ये what do you call in Sanskrit I forgot just now
नारी काटा था नारी काटा
था just huh नवी संस्कार Anyway, Navi Sanskar. I can't remember the Sanskrit just because I speak in Hindi, then I forget all my Sanskrit. Navi Sanskar. So, agar nanda, so, yes, is tatparya mein Prabhupada discuss karte hain, ki Jeev Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, alag alag brahmanon se lekar, wo siddhant nikalna chahte hain, ki Krishna ji ne nanda baba ka pusha hai. ना वासुदेव का पुत्र के वासुदेव का पुत्र है वासुदेव कृष्ण नारायण और जीव गोस्वामी वो कहते हैं कि देवी तो भगवान कृष्ण का अनुजी लिटिल सिस्टर सो शी इज नॉट बोर्न फ्रॉम सेम मदर हाउ शी इज लिटिल सिस्टर अगर एक ही माता से जन्म नहीं लिया तो कैसे छोटी बहन बन गई So, इसी तत्पर्य में प्रभुपाद कहते हैं कि कृष्ण जी साथ साथ कैसे जुड़वा जुड़वा ट्विन्स जुड़वा दोनों साथ साथ और जीव गोस्वामी वो भी कहते हैं गोपाल शंपू में कि पहले नंद बाबा के हृदय में एक श्यामवर्ण लाला माँ यशोदा की हृदय में उपस्थित हो गए और माँ यशोदा के गर्भ से ये लाली निकल गए और माँ यशोदा के हृदय से ये लाला निकल गए दोनों साथ साथ लेकिन वो तो सो गए वो नहीं उनको पता नहीं था फिर जैसे ये डियर समीर ये कमल का सुगंध जमुने के पार करते हैं उसी प्रकार योग माए ये लाला जमुने पार किया और जब देवकी और वासुदेव दोनों बोले कि आप ये चरबुज रूप छिपा दीजिए सो उस समय लाला बन गए उस समय ये चरबुज रूप ये ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर में लीन हो गया ये प्रभु कहते हैं कि जितने भी अवतार जितने भी विस्तार है जितने भी अंग वो सब भगवान श्री कृष्ण का रूप में लीन हो गया तो उस समय ये चतुर्भुज वासुदेव कृष्ण वो भगवान ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर ये ब्रजेंद्र नंदन है ये ब्रजेंद्र नंदन है उनके रूप में लीन हो गया फिर वासुदेव ये ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर वापस लाए और माँ यशोदा के गोद पे रख लिया और ये माया देवी योग माया वापस ये भी थोड़ा सा गुप्त बात है गोपाल चंपू में
हरे कृष्णा
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 हरे हरे
हरे
राम
हरे राम
राम राम हरे
हरे
गोपाल
तो थोड़ी देर में हम ऊपर जाएंगे और वहां थोड़ा भीड़ भाड़ हमेशा रहते हैं देखेंगे क्या होगा फिर रास्ते में नीचे एक नीचे जाने का रास्ते है, वहाँ पुतना है, बकासुर है, यम और यमी है, क्योंकि हमारा यमुना वो यमराज के बाई है। मतलब यमुना का बाई है यमराज। यम और यमी, यम और यमी, सो भाई बहन के दर्शन भी होते हैं, क्योंकि यमुना तो सूर्य पुत्री है, उसके भानु पुत्री, भानु नंदिनी, उससे अलग अलग प्रकार के नाम है। सो सूर्य का पत्नी थी संज्ञा, लेकिन जब सूर्य उनके पास आए तो वो उनका आंखें बंद कर दिया, क्योंकि उनका तेज के डर से। तो फिर सूर्य ने कहा ठीक है, आपका पुत्र होगा जिससे सब लोग का बाय होगा, डर होगा, एवरीवन विल बी अफ्रेड ऑफ योर सन। सो संगे उनके चरणों में गिर पड़े और माफी मांगी। तो फिर ठीक है, आपका पुत्री भी होंगी जिससे आपके आपके पुत्र का बाई से मुक्त हो जाएंगे। सो ये यमी है यमुना, हमारा यमुना स्नान करके हमारा सब पाप दूर हो जाएंगे और हम यमराज के सामने नहीं आना चाहिए। We won't have to come in front of Yamaraj. We'll become free from fear. Everyone is afraid of Yamaraj, but by taking bath in Yamuna, we get free from the fear of Yamaraj. So we can see both are there. So all these little temples, and then we'll come straight down to the buses because it's getting a little late. Perhaps Maharaj would also like to shower us with a few drops of nectar from his mouth.
Also in Ramadan, here is the Bhajan Kirti and the Sanatana Goswami. And you'll see it's a dark cave underground. The Goswamis would perform great tapasya. Way, way, way down, with 250 people going down there, it would take a long time, so we'll just look.
Look, yes.
But way, way down, you'll see where Sanatana Goswami underground was doing his bhajan. And Jagadananda Pandit, when he was, it's a long story.
That doesn't matter, it's nice and cold here in the shade.
He wanted to go to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you should go to Vrindavan, but do not go alone. You stay with Sanatana Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach us that simply to come to Vrindavan by our own whims is actually dangerous, because we will commit offenses, undoubtedly. When we're in Vrindavan, we should always be in the association of advanced devotees. Sometimes we find that devotees, they think, now I'm very advanced, I've distributed so many books, I've collected so much money, I will go to Vrindavan. But unless we have the blessings of Guru and the great Vaishnavas, and unless we are associating with advanced devotees, living in Vrindavan is not recommended. So Jagadananda wanted to go, but he would not go without the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, you have my blessings as long as you live with Sanatana Goswami. So he came to Mahavan, and they were living together. And one day, Jagadananda wanted to test the faith and the loyalty of Sanatana Goswami's love for Lord Chaitanya. Actually, this is external. Internally, he wanted to show the world the quality of Sanatana's love. So Sanatana was cooking, right? Mm. Yes?
No, Jagadananda decided to cook for Sanatana.
No, he was cooking.
He took the pot.
Which way? Who is testing who?
Sanatana Goswami was testing Jagadananda.
Ah, that's right. Sanatana Goswami wanted to test the love of Jagadananda. So he came into the room and he was wearing a cloth on his head, saffron cloth. And Jagadananda asked, oh, he was asking just to hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya. He said, oh, this is the saffron cloth that was given to you by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he said, no, this was given to me by
Mukunda Brahmachari, something like that.
Mukundananda Saraswati.
Yeah, Mukundananda Saraswati.
So Jagadananda, when he heard this, you dare to wear the cloth of another sannyasi on your head? So he picked up a pot and he attacked Sanatan to beat him. And Sanatan, when he saw this, he became so overwhelmed with love to see Jagadananda's faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he offered his prostrated obeisances. And Jagadananda became very much embarrassed. So in this way, Sanatan revealed to the world the true quality of Jagadananda's divine love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Jaya!
So now we can go to Maharaja. It's a very crowded place, so there won't be much opportunity to speak there, especially with so many people.
So we'll tell one more story here. So, we'll see Putana there. He was the first demon that Krishna had to kill. Then we know this Sakatasura came, and this Trinarvati came. So many demons came. So finally Upananda, he called a meeting of the... I'll take a little break. It's a real strain on my brain to talk in Hindi. It says that the problem is that so many demons have come here in this place. We're always being disturbed so many times. Somehow by God's grace, the life of our life, this Nanda Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he's been saved every time, somehow by God's grace. But I think it is no longer safe for us to stay here. We should go back over to the other side to Vrindavan. There's nice, beautiful grasses there where our cows can graze. Everything is very beautiful there, beautiful trees, so many wonderful things are there, we should all go there. So they decided to leave this Gokul. So, that time they didn't have any Maruti vans, or tempo travelers, like our Govinda Maharaj. So, what did they do? They loaded up all of their belongings on bullock carts. Belgari. And then they put all of the women and children on the bullock carts, and all the cowherd men with their bows and arrows around the bullock carts. And then around everyone, thousands, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of... How many lakhs?
9 lakhs.
9 lakhs. Nanda Baba, he's very happy because he has 9 lakhs of cows. We're very happy. If we have 9 lakhs of rupees, then we think, oh, I'm very happy. But Nanda Baba, he's happy. Or nowadays, if we have 9 gigabytes on our hard drive, then we're very happy. But Nanda Baba, he's happy. Why? Because he has 9 lakhs of cows. So all of those thousands and lakhs of cows, it looked like a huge ocean of milk. And wherever they would go over the hills, that was just like the tarang, just like the waves in the ocean of milk. All around cows are going. So a lot of this time, he's about 3 years old. So everybody knows, at least all the mothers, they know what 3-year-old boy is like. And all the fathers know. Pichiji, what is this? Mataji, what is that? Pichiji, what is that? Mataji, what is this? Isn't it? 3-year-old boy? So Krishna and Balaram are sitting on Rohini and... Or rather, Yasoda and Rohini's laps. And they're going along. And Krishna, he's just asking Mother Yasoda everything. Oh, Mataji, Mataji, what is this tree what's got a beard? What is this tree what's got a beard? Beard. Dari. Ye kaun si vriksha hai jiski dari hai? And Mother Yasoda said, she looked, this is banyan tree. You have seen, he's got dari. So then they went a little further, and Krishna said, Mataji, Mataji, what is this tree which leaf has got a tail? Ye kaunsi vriksh hai jiski patte ki poonch hai? His leaf has got a tail. Some of these looks, you know, that's people tree. Now you've seen people tree, just shaped like a little heart and then little poonches of tail. That's people tree, Lala. So then Lala heard some sound. Mataji, Mataji, what is that sound? What is that sound? So Mother Yasoda, she listened for a minute. So that's the peacock. Yeah, more hay. And what is the more saying?
Kika, Kika.
K Radha, Ka Krishna. Peacock is calling Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. But Srila Rupa Goswami describes there's a deeper meaning. Deeper meaning is K. K means who. I'd just like to remember. Maharaj has probably told this story many times when Sanatana Goswami met Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganga at Benares or? Yeah, Benares, Kashi, Dashwamedhagat. Huh? So then Sanatana Goswami's first question was? Kayami. So the question is K, who? Who is there who can possibly reciprocate with this great ocean of love, this great ocean of Ras, this Rasara Sri Krishna, who is there who can possibly reciprocate with him? K, who? And the answer is Ka. It is only she, Sri Radha, who is Mahabhav, with her ocean of Mahabhav. She can reciprocate with that great ocean of Rasara Sri Krishna. So this is the call of the peacock. And of course, as Maharaj so beautifully described, when this Rasaraj and this Mahabhav join together, then we have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they were going a little further, and Lala said, Mataji, Mataji, what is this yellow fruit? What is this yellow fruit? And Mother Yasoda looked and she said, this is Badri. Or in Hindi we say, Bear. Just now, if you go on Vrindavan Prakama, you'll see, now they're not yellow, they're just green. Just flower is there and little green bear are coming. After some time, a couple more months, or one more month, then they'll all turn yellow. So see, this is Badri, because here there used to be so many Badri trees. And as we described, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a very, very rasic scripture. It could not be written in that other culture. Up there in the Himalayas, that is dry. It's a pacific place, you know, for doing tapasya and austerities. There's no rust, it is all dry like silk. So here is real, this place here in Braj, this is the real Badrik Ashram where that Badarayani, that Ved Vyas, Dvaipayana Vyas, where was he born? He was born in the middle of the Jamuna, just by here of Mathura. You know that story? You remember from Mahabharata? The Parasar Muni came. He wanted to go across. Satyavati was there. And suddenly in the middle of Jamuna, he realized this is a very, very important time. If Chaya will come now, he's very, very powerful. And she said, well, all right, but there's so many sages meditating here, they'll all be disturbed. So he made a big fog, and he made an island in the middle of the Jamuna. And then immediately this Vyas was born, so he's born here. And he spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam here, not there in that dry, tapestric place in him. This is real Bhadrak Ashram here. Bolo Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai!
Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
From Gokul, where the Supreme Lord performed so many wonderful, beautiful pastimes as Bal Gopal, we now meet the devotees at Brahmand Ghat.
Brahmand Ghat. So I would like to repeat what we have heard from him at that time. He was standing right inside there, right next to the altar, and there was only a few of us, so we could all fit there.
Guru Maharaj explained that one day the cowherd boys, headed by Lord Balaram, complained to Mother Yashoda that Krishna had eaten dirt. So Mother Yashoda became very worried. You see, in Vrindavan, although Krishna is manifesting his fullest degree of Aishwarya, or opulence, his greatest power and majesty, it is covered by the sweetness of the relationships of love between he and the Vrijavasis. So no one can recognize that he is God. So Mother Yashoda was thinking that if Krishna has eaten dirt, he will become sick and perhaps he will die. So she became very worried. So she was chastising Krishna, why you have eaten dirt? And Lord Sri Krishna said that I have not eaten dirt. And Balaram and the gopas on Balaram's side were saying, no, no, we have seen, he has eaten the dirt. And Krishna said that actually I was playing with my friends and we played a game and I won the game. So now they want to get revenge on me by getting me in trouble with you. So Mother Yashoda, she said, if you have not eaten dirt, then let me see your mouth to see if there is dirt inside. Krishna opened his mouth. And when Mother Yashoda looked inside his little tiny mouth, she saw the entire material creation. She saw Mahavishnu with all universes coming out. She saw all rivers, all oceans, all planets. She even saw herself looking in Krishna's mouth. She was struck with great awe and reverence. She understood that my son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Narayan himself. And with folded palms, she began to offer her apologies, that sometimes I threatened to beat you with sticks, and sometimes I would not give you food, sometimes I would chastise you. But now I understand who you really are. You are the Supreme Truth. You are the cause of all causes. So Krishna, he did not like to see Mother Yashoda worshipping him with great reverence, offering these prayers. So he closed his mouth, and just by seeing the beauty of her little child, her Vatsalya Ras, her parental affection, became so intensified that she completely forgot what she had just seen. And she was thinking, if I do not give Krishna some milk from my body, then he will go hungry. And she began to feed him her milk. So this is Vrindavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but due to the affection of the Vrijavasis, these great Aishwarya or opulences are covered. There's another story that took place here, under these trees. One time, all the cowherd boys headed by Balaram, Sridhama, Subala, Stoka Krishna, Arjuna, Madhu Mangal, they were all laughing. They were just laughing and laughing so hard. They couldn't stop laughing. And Krishna, he just came a little late that day for playing. He said, what are you laughing about? They said, we can't tell you, it's too funny. When you tell a child something like that, it increases their desire to know. So they were laughing and laughing, and Krishna said, please tell me, what are you laughing about? And they said, we cannot tell you because it's too funny. And they went on laughing, and Krishna was so much wanted to know, what is this? Please tell me. No, it's too funny, we can't say it. So finally he approached Madhu Mangal. He said, you are a Brahmin. Kindly tell me why they are laughing. He said, it's too funny. So Krishna said, well, I will give you ladus if you tell. So Madhu Mangal said, I will try. And he explained
that what we were discussing is who you really are and where you're really from. It was being explained that you think that you're the son of Nanda and Yashoda, but it's not true. It can't be true because you are blackish in complexion and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are very light and golden in complexion. So where do we find that someone, two people with whitish golden complexion has a black son? Therefore, it is impossible. You are not the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Well, whose son am I? Aha! What happened is a hunter. A hunter gave birth to you. And because you were so blackish in complexion, he didn't want to keep you, so he put you in a hole in a tree. And you were crying. And Nanda Maharaj came by that tree and heard you crying, and he felt so sorry for you. He was so compassionate that he picked you up and took you home and raised you as his own son. When Krishna heard this, he began to weep. You mean, my Nanda and Yashoda are not my mother and father? He began to cry and cry, and he came home to Nanda Bhavan, where we have just been. And Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna was crying and crying. And she said, "What's wrong?" He said, "It's too painful, I can't tell you." She said, "No. When a mother hears that from a child, she wants to know even more. You must tell me, please, kindly tell me." He said, "It's so painful, I can't speak it." So finally Mother Yashoda, she pleaded with Krishna, "Kindly, tell me." She brought him in his arms. And Krishna's lips were trembling, and tears were in his eyes. And she said, "I was told today by my friends that you are not my mother, and Nanda Baba is not my father, but rather I'm the son of some unknown hunter." And she said, "Where did you hear this? All my friends are talking." And she said, "No, you aren't my son. As Dinabandhu was explaining, the original Govinda, the personality of Godhead, was born just where we came from, in Gokul Mahavan to Mother Yashoda. There were twins, Yogamaya and Krishna, together were born. And when Vasudeva brought the expansion of Krishna born in Mathura to Vrindavan, Gokul, that Vasudeva expansion merged into the original form of Yashoda Nanda, the son of Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda, she felt so sad to see her son in such pain. She said again and again, "You must believe me that I am really and truly your mother." And Krishna said, "Well, how do I know what you are saying is true?" So Mother Yashoda went to the temple. And in front of the family deity, she said, "No one can tell a lie in front of the deity, the Lord." She said, "I swear before God that you are my son." And then Krishna became very happy and began to speak. Bhagavan Shri Krishna ki
jai!
So many millions and billions and trillions of stories have taken place in all of these stories. After Srila Prabhupada told the story of Krishna eating dirt, he invited us all to bathe in the holy river of Jamuna. And that day he was sick. He had cold and some little fever. So he said, "You all go and bathe," and I was sick. And he was sitting just at the top of the steps, and the rest of us were in the Jamuna bathing. We were in, and myself, I was kind of a sadhu from the Himalayas, so I was in the corner offering oblations, and all the other devotees were playing and splashing and having fun. And Prabhupada was just so happy watching all the devotees taking bath and Jamuna. He was smiling and he was smiling, and he was laughing to see all the devotees in Jamuna. And then all of a sudden,
he just got up real fast, put on his gumsha, and jumped. He literally practically ran down the steps and went into Jamuna. And then all of us started putting water on his head, giving him water. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes! Yes!
You've seen the Ever Well Wisher film. You'll recognize this god. Prabhupada is sitting on this god, and also he pulls up his sweater and next to holding his toes and dunking in the water. This is the place.
Sri Brahmanda Gachi.
Yeah.
Sri Prabhupada, although he was very sick, he was very weak that day. Before that, he brought us to Dalji, and he told us some stories of Balaram, and he personally gave us that rock candy prasad with his own hands. So Srila Prabhupada, when he saw his devotees enjoying Krishna consciousness, it gave him such life and enthusiasm. So in the same way, our life and enthusiasm should be in seeing the other devotees enjoying Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So now everyone let us take bath. Okay. After take, before taking bath, he will speak. He says two words, which in Vrindavan,
no, everybody's hungry something.
In Vrindavan, two words can mean many things. After bath, Vishwarupa will lead you to where prasadam.
So that we go circumambulate this temple on this side over here. There's a very, very beautiful old painting of this pastime. And if you want to again take darshan, you'll notice on this side, inside the temple, on this side you see Mother Yasoda and Balaram pointing at Krishna, and on this side you see all the cowherd boys, and you see on the Singhasan also, you'll notice all the cowherd boys, everybody's pointing at Krishna, blaming him. So, some of us are on Krishna's side, we say Balaram is lying. Some of us are on Balaram's side, we say Krishna is eating dirt. Anyway, somehow or other, that dirt that Krishna allegedly ate is also available here. You see these big packets here. I don't know how much. When I first came here, for 1 rupee, we used to buy 40 pieces. So, but I'm sure inflation has taken its toll. That was 20 years ago. I don't know how much it is. But that same dirt that Krishna allegedly ate, maybe he ate it. If you're on Balaram's side, he ate it. If you're on Krishna's side like me, then he didn't eat it. So, anyway, it's, at least it's mixed with the dust of his feet, even if he didn't eat it. But if he did eat it, just, this is some other remnants. So that dust is available here. And also, this is Madan Mohan Maharaj. He's been here for more than 80 years. He himself has his birthday sometime in December. He just last year was, I think, 102nd. So 103rd is almost coming. Very nice Vaishnava who sits here. He's been watching over this god for 80 years. More than 80 years. A very humble Vaishnava. I went to touch his feet, he got mine first. And he's old enough to be my great-grandfather. Ramanagata ki! Yay! So, if the ladies, you see this little white building here, way in the back by that tamarind tree. If you go around that, there's a little grade that goes down, and you can go down the bank of the Jamuna, and you can bathe very peacefully there, no one will bother you. Very, very nice place. Otherwise, on this slope here, you can also bathe. But most of the time, they bring the ladies here, they like to go down the bank a ways and nobody can bother them. So,
nobody, tell
them
they're 4 o'clock.
Hmm?
We can finish the bathing
within
4 o'clock.
Alright.
What time is it now?
3:20. So, we have 40 minutes for bathing.
Prasad can start as soon as everyone comes.
Yeah. They have to come, that's why they're not together.
But the thing is, once you get inside Jamuna, then there's no way to get people out.
That's why I told that timing.
That's why, yes. Our Vishwarupa is very intelligent. He's also chatur. All right, so let's stop all this talking and do something.
Jai Jai Sri Ram!
After visiting various places like Utkal, Gokul and Brahman Ghat during the day, the devotees have now reached Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan at 7 p.m. to attend the beautiful Damodar Ashtakam prayers.
drishtva lila virananda kunde swaghoshami marjanta matyapayanta. Tadiye sita gesu bhaktarji tatvam una prema tastam sata bhakti bandha. Tadiye sita gesu bhaktarji tatvam punat prema tastam sata bhakti bandha. Varandeva moksham na mokshavadinda na chanyam vrineham vare sadapiha. Deva moksham na moksha vadinda na chanyam vrineham vare sadapiya. Idam deva purnata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kemanya. Vidante vapunata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kemanya. Thank you. Padrishti Vrishyati Dinam Bataru Priyanishyamam Madhyam Vejakti Vrishya prema bhakti swakam me prayatya namokshe graho me sridhamo dare Namaste Sudame Surasiddhidame Hare Krishna.